How the human cerebral cortex became so big. 1. If we trace the evolution of the human brain, the greatest and most rapid growth has occurred in the frontal lobes of the cortex, which accounts for some 40% of the structure. In our nearest living relatives, the chimpanzees, the frontal cortex accounts for about 17%. The evolutionary lines leading to modern humans and other living primates, including chimpanzees, diverged about 14 million years ago. The oldest bipedal hominids, 3.9 to 2.5 million years ago, had a brain size ranging from 400 to 500 cc's, only 100 cc's or so larger than that of a chimpanzee. Homo habilis, 2.5 to 2 million years ago, probably the first fabricator of stone tools, was slightly more cerebrally endowed with a brain size up to about 600 cc's. So brain size had been increasing gradually, but relatively slowly, in primate evolution from 14 million to about 4 million years ago, and in the early phase of hominid evolution up to about 2 million years ago. But over the course of the next 2 million years, brain size was almost to triple, with by far the greatest relative change occurring in the size of the frontal cortical lobes. Neanderthal man, appearing first in Europe and Western Asia, and modern man, Homo sapiens, of African origin, are the most recent species in the hominid lineage. They appeared at approximately the same time, around 300,000 years ago for Neanderthal and 250,000 years ago for Homo sapiens, and had roughly equivalent brain size, though in fact the Neanderthal average, 1,500 cc's, is slightly greater than the human average, 1,400 cc's. Of course, brains do not fossilize, and we do not know what the relative size of the frontal cortex was in Neanderthal man. We do, however, know that in the course of human evolution, much of the growth in brain size has been due to the explosion in the relative size of the frontal cortex. How did it get so big in such a brief period of evolutionary time? Why has it become so conspicuously large? What is so special about the frontal cortex?